Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, welcome back to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. My name is Bob Dacey. I'm sitting here in the Central Texas Command Center while Alex is out on the front lines. And I don't know, is he on again, guys, or are we going to wait for his phone call again? Not yet. All right, well, let's continue. I'll tell you a little bit more about myself. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. I host the Simple Truth TV show here in Austin, Texas, produced by Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor. One of the reasons I do what I do in this info war is because of my father, George Dacey. This guy was and is my hero and always has been and always will be. You know, during World War II, he was a Marine captain, combat infantry officer. He was the commander of the 2nd Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Division. He participated in two campaigns. Two assaults. One of them was the island of Peleliu, which was the bloodiest battle involving Americans in World War II. And he was also, he had the distinct, privilege, sarcastically, of being involved in the Okinawa campaign, which was the biggest battle of the Pacific. And he was a big hero to me and always has been. And so, growing up, you know, I was just by the luck of the draw, I was in high school when the Vietnam War ended, so I didn't have the opportunity to go serve my country and get shot at, you know, and, you know, that's kind of a classic thing, you know, and I kind of felt guilty about it. But when I ran into Alex Jones back in 1998 and was shown what was going on, and I fought it all the way, believe me, I didn't believe any of this stuff back then. But the proof is incontrovertible about the New World Order, their crowd, the globalists trying to take over the world and, you know, turn us into a bunch of slobbering slaves. I saw a crime being committed. I realized who was doing it, and I had to do something about it. When I went to school, they actually taught the Constitution. They actually taught the Bill of Rights. When I was a senior in high school, my final exam in government was to write the Constitution and the Bill of Rights down on a piece of paper with nothing there but blank paper. Just paraphrase the whole thing, article by article, section by section, including all the Bill of Rights. They used to teach us that stuff, and I believe that stuff. I believe in America. I believe in baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Dodge. You know, I believe in what America is supposed to be. I believe in the Republic. I believe in limited government. I believe in personal responsibility and in God's help, with God's help, a better world. I believe in these things. And to see it assaulted, and to know who's doing it, I felt compelled, and still feel compelled, to fight. I wasn't put on this planet to breathe the air. I was put on this planet to make a difference, and somehow or other, that's what I'm trying to do. So anyway, we're in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we're talking about the smoking guns of 9-1-1, the direct assault on the American people, and we have another caller up, Ron, I believe, from Oklahoma, wants to contribute to this conversation. Ron, what do you have to say?
Hello, Bob. I have two smoking guns. The first one I'm looking at today is Daily Oklahoman, and the picture on the front page of the Pentagon, the caption reads, three unidentified rescue workers walk away from the Pentagon crash site on 9/11. It should read, where's the beef? I'm looking at a pristine green lawn, a lamppost in the foreground, what appears to be scaffolding to the right. The roof has fallen in, collapsed. I don't see an airplane. I don't see any wreckage. I don't see any rubble. I don't see anything.
Yeah.
Except a hole in the building.
Well, something hit that building. I'm not exactly sure what it was or if it was what they say it was. I've stayed away from that one because of the massive amounts of disinformation put out about that and the lack of the videotape. Why don't they release the videotapes? That's a good point, Ron. But again, that's one of those ones I like to stay away from because there's so much disinformation about it out there. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to continue this discussion. I'm Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
It's
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Network. Once again, my name is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you, if you want to learn more about all these topics, you need to go to these websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and PropagandaMatrix.com. Also, you might try WhatReallyHappened.com. That's a really good website, WhatReallyHappened.com. And another one that has just been revamped and you really need to visit is JBS.org, www.jbs.org. That's the main site of the John Birch Society. They have a new format up there, similar to What Really Happened, where they post daily news articles pertaining to the New World Order and what's going on. So that's a new one for you. Try www.jbs.org. And once again, if you want to see some hardcore evidence and you hadn't gotten it yet, you need to get Terror Storm. You need Alex's latest video. You can get it by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. And get Terror Storm. And if you're here in the Austin area and you want to buy it locally, you can buy it at my store, the Hardware Store Incorporated, at Spicewood Springs Road and 183 in North Austin. Okay, once again, we're talking about the smoking guns of 911, the heinous crime that the insiders have perpetrated on the people of America in order to do what? You know, let's talk about that. What are their motives? I mean, why would they do this? You know, one of the motives, you know, you've got to have a motive, and one of them is to make money. I mean, I'm sorry, that's one of the motives. You've got the international bankers lend money to governments. They lend it to both sides in a war, and then the money gets dispersed, and the people that get the money are the insider companies that are spending the that get the money. We're talking about Halliburton, Bechtel, KBR, Kellogg Brown & Root, which is a subsidiary of Halliburton. We're talking about the Carlyle Group. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. We got into a war in Iraq because of this, and the question you need to ask yourself is, whose money was used to bust up Iraq's infrastructure during Operation Shock and Awe? Whose money was spent to do that? Well, yours, wasn't it? And then after we've busted up their infrastructure, then whose money is going to be spent to fix what we broke with your money? Your money, again. So they take your money, bust up a country's infrastructure, and then they take your money to fix what they broke with your money. And who gets rich? The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower so aptly warned against. And then you've got the oil prices, the oil companies getting rich, record profits. You know, they went into Iraq not to increase production. They went into Iraq to shut production down. That caused oil prices to skyrocket. And ladies and gentlemen, you're paying it at the pumps right now. That's the way it works. I think of the Iraq war on one level as a Goldfinger scam. If you remember the old James Bond movie Goldfinger, this evil guy, Goldfinger, who was in love with gold and just had so much of it, and he had this great plot to go steal the gold in Fort Knox, remember? But that wasn't what he was trying to do. What he was trying to do was set off a bomb, a nuclear bomb in Fort Knox, and irradiate all the gold in Fort Knox so that it would be useless, so that his gold would be worth even more. It would skyrocket. So basically, the war in Iraq, one of the reasons for it, is a Goldfinger scam to get the price of existing oil reserves controlled by the oil companies to go up in price when you shut down the other one of the other sources of supply. So now, those are a couple of the motives for September 11th, and I understand that Alex is on the line now again up in New York. So, Alex, what's going on, buddy? Is he there? Alex, are you there?
9/11 was an inside job! 9/11 was an inside job! 9/11 was an inside job! 9/11 was an inside job!
I think that was Alex Jones on his bullhorn up there in New York. And, gosh, I guess we're going to get some video of that eventually when he gets back. And, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 was an inside job, and there is no doubt about it. And, again, we're talking about the smoking guns of 911, and we haven't even gotten to half of them. I'm kind of disappointed. We've only got 45 minutes left in the show, and you know, we haven't even gotten to half of smoking guns. However, I want to continue with my thoughts on the motives of why the globalists did this to us. One of them, of course, was to empower the United Nations. The United Nations is the soldier, the enforcement arm, the vehicle which the New World Order crowd wants to enslave us with. And this is a good cop, bad cop scenario. The 911 involved into the war in Iraq, and the United States is portrayed as the bad cop, too aggressive, not paying attention, and not doing his job, screwing things up. And, of course, the UN is going to come and bail us out because they're much more reasonable. So that's another reason for September 11th. And another reason for September 11th, which is really it's the main reason. They're trying to scare us into giving up our liberty and our freedom in order to obtain safety. You know, Benjamin Franklin, the famous quote, those who would give up essential liberty in order to obtain temporary safety deserve neither. How many times have you heard that? It's a tactic. It's a trick. They have tried to scare us out of our liberty. And so, you know, we are the victims of 911. All of us, as long as we put up with this garbage, and as long as we don't expose the fact that it wasn't 19 Arabs in a cave in Afghanistan that did this to us. Oh, yeah, they might have been participating, but they were patsies, and that's just the way it is. Now, let's get to some more of these smoking guns. I've got Mike in Texas up here next. Mike?
Hey.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, thank you. I really like your show, and everybody ought to say it in Austin, The Simple Truth, The Three Amigos. But
yeah, that's Jeff and me and Kelly, The Three Amigos. Wherever there is injustice, you will find us. Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there. Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find The Three Amigos. That's Jeff, Kelly, and me. Thank you for that plug, Mike. I appreciate that. What do you have on your mind other than that?
Well, let's see. Before I get to my smoking gun, I wonder, I either work at or attend St. Edward's University. I don't want to give myself away too much. But in the cafeteria, on the tables, they have these little placards that announce the upcoming series of lectures from your favorite people in the United Nations and Council on Foreign Relations, coming to a lecture about the role of the United Nations in the upcoming world and things, you know. It's just obviously a...
Yeah, Mike, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've experienced that myself over there at St. Ed's, and I might comment on that after we talk to Alex. But the commander of the Rebel Alliance is back on. Mike, thanks for the phone call. And Alex, I understand you're back on the line.
Let me tell you what it is to be an American. It's the left of all rights and constitution. It is about you. Yeah. It's about plastic flags made by Chinese slaves. Yeah. It isn't about how a bunch of Chinese slaves made a bunch of flags. It's about bleeding red, white, and blue and knowing what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is. Any government that tells you to give up liberty for security are liars. When you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You do not get security, ladies and gentlemen. Hitler promised that the Germans would give up their rights under the terrorist acts and shakes against their own government, blaming it on enemies. Hitler promised that if the people gave up all their freedoms, he'd keep them safe. 20 million dead Germans and tens of millions of other dead, including Poles, Jews, Gypsies, Christians, anyone that stood up against Hitler. Hitler staged terror attacks to take power. George Bush's grandfather was the top Nazi in the U.S. It was in the New York Times in 1955. He published other newspapers in New Jersey during World War II in the 40s. I challenge the police and others here to go online, to go to the newspaper archives, to read the actual New York Times and other newspaper articles about George Bush's grandfather and one brother in Harriman building down the street being the top Nazi agent in the United States.
He
had his ass that seat. What do you think Spike Lee's fiction movie Inside Man was about? That stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality. The nest egg the Bushes made off of their dealings with Hitler is what was used to get them into power to stage these terror attacks. But George Bush and the Democrats with him are just puppets. The New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations, set up by the British here in New York at Threat House in the early 1920s. They're the people that have gotten control and bought them all our corporations. They're the people that manipulate and control our universities and our media. It's the New World Order global crime syndicate. George Bush is just a puppet in all this.
Woo!
The only Democrats
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're back. Again, my name is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones on the 5th anniversary of September 11th, which was an inside job. Alex was just giving a speech there at Ground Zero. And do we still have him, guys? Okay, we're going to go back to Alex Jones live in New York City right now.
They lied to us about what the error was doing. They lied to us on every front. I noticed the plastic handcuffs were out. We're behaving well. And we'll get arrested for talking about the dust.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
That's right. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. It is a test operation, Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks. It's not just that. It's the PNAC documents written by Jeb Bush and Dick Cheney a year before 9/11, where they said we need a massive terror attack to get the people behind the war. And they published it. That's how arrogant they are. And let me make another key point here. I've interviewed over the years over 50 representatives of the 9/11 family's victims, including Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 group with 7,000 plus members. You know what Bill Doyle told me about to come on my show? He now believes it's an inside job. He lost his son. And the majority of the victim family members now know it's an inside job. The majority of the American people in highly respected scientific polls now know it's a cover-up, an inside job. And we are only beginning to grow. We're only beginning to expose the real terror. We will never surrender. They can get some of us. We are never going to stop. We are never going to surrender. We have already proven it's an inside job, and we get more proof every day as we continue to relentlessly investigate. So many prominent people have gone public. One of the chief CIA officers who ran the whole division of the CIA, Bill Christensen, last week on my show, said he looked at the evidence, he researched, he couldn't believe it. And he said he broke down and cried when he finally realized it. He said 9/11 was an inside job.
9/11 was an inside
job at the CIA. Agent Bill Baer, who the movie Seriana made about, high-level CIA operative, he told the public saying 9/11 clearly is an inside job. Ray McGovern, the Marine Corps has been North of the Sea as her chief sleeper for 8 years. Two administrations have gone public saying clearly our government stages terror attacks. The former German defense minister, former minister of technology in Germany, has gone public saying 9/11 is an inside job. It was studied by the former German defense minister, former minister of technology, who also previously ran German intelligence. The former head of German intelligence says 9/11 is an inside job on this bubble. Because if you got a brain and you actually look at the facts, Michael Meacher, has gone public saying 9/11 is an inside job. Morgan Reynolds, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, former head of the current Bush chief economist, has gone public. Did I talk to Bill Yim, all the prominent people that have gone public on 9/11? It was amazing. Go research it. Find out the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
We don't need no education.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. My name is Bob Dacey. Alex is up in New York, still bullhorning the crowd, and we're going to go back live to Alex in New York City. Go ahead.
Okay, now, notice since we're out here, now that they're out here all the weekend, as soon as we get out here and start speaking about the truth, they get police out here with machine guns, and they show up with the rubber bracelets. There is no reason for this. We're not the terrorists that carried out 9/11. The victim's family believe it's an inside job. We know it's an inside job. The majority of the American people know it's an inside job. We will never back off. We will never surrender. We will resist the New World Order. We will never stop. We will bring these criminals to justice. We absolutely must. None of us are safe while the New World Order is in control of our government. They're the same people creating the North American Union to get rid of our sovereignty. They're the same people with the no-bid contract. They're the same people destroying our economy. They're the same people that have spent more money than all presidents before them combined. The United States is being looted by the globalists. They carried out 9/11 because without doing that, they wouldn't have been able to get away with their looting. They knew the American people wouldn't put up with it. The government's own documents and the PNAS own documents say they needed terrorist attacks to get the American people behind their agenda of one world government, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happened. That's the truth. This is what we face as a society. Everyone out there who questions us has got to Google Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out a 9/11 style attack. 40 years, our government gave black men syphilis and let them die of syphilis. People couldn't believe it when it came out. It's now totally declassified. The Cassini Project killed black men in America. The documents came out that the Pentagon knew that the atomic testing was going to kill our troops. They didn't care. I asked my dad when I was a child, I said, Daddy, why didn't they just test the nukes on monkeys? And he said, son, nukes are like deeper than monkeys. That's what the government thinks of you, police and military. I serve America and the United States, not the hijackers that have hijacked this country. They're laughing at you. They're hoping you don't check into Operation Northwood, Operation Anjack. They're hoping you don't check into the USS Liberty. They're hoping that you don't check into all of this. They're hoping that you don't learn the criminal elements of our government are staging terror attacks. Go to Google Video and type in Terror Storm. That's Terror Storm. And see by yourself for free. Learn who really carried out 9/11. Go to Google Video and type in two words, Terror Storm. And you can watch other films for free and learn the truth. Go to Google Video and type in Loose Change and watch the film for free. Google Terror Storm. Google Operation Northwood. Google Loose Change. Water gets admitted. That's how dumb they think we are. They declassify that they attack us. They kill us. They kill our own people. They don't treat the emergency workers. They laugh at us. They think we're their slaves. It never ends. Their little religion is being worthless and killing us and enslaving us. They're doing horrible things to us. They think we're dumb. We need to stand up against them and let the real terrorists know we're never backing down. For the people that died. For the people that died. The people that lost their lives that day. They deserve the real killer to be brought to justice. I'm up here risking my life to bring the real killer to justice. And they need to be brought to justice. And they're going to be brought to justice. We're going to defend the Republic. God bless you all.
Was Alex Jones live in New York City. You know, you listen to the man, he's out there in a crowd, and you can tell the energy he's got, how he's shrill, actually, and a lot of people complain about Alex. They say he's just too wild. You know, the bottom line, though, with Alex Jones, and I've heard this over and over again, is that's the way he is. That's the way Alex is. What you see is what you get. That's his personality. And guess what? And he says it over and over and over again. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about what he's saying. And he's absolutely right. Everything he just shouted out there, is absolutely, totally, documentably, verifiably true. You know, and that's what it's all about, is the truth. And Alex, of course, I think has been more effective at getting out truth than any individual on the planet. And I salute him for that. Lord knows I don't have that kind of energy. My goodness, I swear, about 2 minutes of that, I'd be on the ground. Anyway, once again, this is Bob Basie substituting back here in Austin for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Network. And I want to go to another caller. We're talking about the smoking guns of 911, and I want to go to Brandon in Ohio. Brandon, are you still there? Brandon, are you there? I guess not. Brandon must have hung up. He dropped. Alex is back. We're going to go back to New York. Alex Jones is back. Go ahead, guys.
It is not only Willie Brown. Ariel Sharon was supposed to come to New York on September 11th to Shin Bet, the FBI of Israel, in conjunction with the CIA, canceled that flight. Every major intelligence agency had complete heads up on the events of 9/11. The San Francisco Chronicle ran a five-column headline, "How could we not have known?" The former Secretary of State, George Shultz, confirmed to the San Francisco Chronicle, to the Washington Post, that had he had received a heads up from the State Department 7 days prior to 9/11, a complete delineation. Shultz, the former Secretary of State, advised not to travel on September 11th. It's all over the established press. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the San Francisco Chronicle. It's not a question of guessing. It's not a question of speculation. Brothers and sisters, consider that Newsweek and the Washington Post and Night Rider newspapers reported the following, quote, U.S. military sources have confirmed that five of the accused terrorists, including Mohammed Atta, were cleared through and trained at secure U.S. military installations. And I'm quoting here from Newsweek. Mohammed Atta was trained at the International Officer School at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. Abdul Aziz Al-Amari was trained with crypto security clearance at the Air Force School at Brooks Air Force Base in Texas. Saeed Ahmadi attended the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California. Newsweek's George Westbridge, Catherine Skip, and John Berry concluded, quote, five of the accused hijackers of the planes used in Tuesday's terror attacks received their clearance and training at secure U.S. military installations. The whole world's press is fully cognizant of what occurred on 9/11, brothers and sisters. We don't have to speculate about what happened on 9/11. The New York Times tells us now that 1% of our population controls more than 95% of the wealth of the country, more than 95% of the wealth possessed by the population combined. The former president of Avis at American Express, Robert Townsend, in his book, Up the Organization, calculates that approximately 5,000 people control what he calls the commanding heights of the United States economy. The average 14 corporate directorships per person. They have dominance over the corporate investing sector of capital. As Robert Townsend put it, they regard this country as their own whorehouse, and they consider each president their personal power boy. That's what underlies the onslaught on living standards and against working people. The 8-hour day is a thing of the past. Forget your health care. Forget your pensions. Jobs are sent down to the work. They can switch off labor. They shut down the plant. It's the right. Michigan, they open it up in Western China where they can pay people $40 a month. They shut down the plant in Tarrytown, New York. They open it up in Toluca, Mexico, where they can pay people $8 for a 10-hour day. That is the way they whipsaw workers. That is the way they take away all the gains of 100 years. While 4 years of Pentagon receipts have more than $10 trillion. $10 trillion in 40 years for the Pentagon, that's more than the combined value, brothers and sisters, of everything produced in this country taken together. And on September 10th, 2001, Dan Rather, CBS News, reports that in the year 2000, $2.3 trillion of the Pentagon's accumulated funds were, quote, lost, unquote. And the year before that, $1.4 trillion, when Robert G. Lieberman, the General Accounting Officer, testifies before Congress, he confirms that $7.2 trillion of Pentagon funds are lost without a paper trail. What does that mean? Lost $7 trillion, brothers and sisters. $1 trillion is $1,000 a minute since the birth of Jesus. 9/11 is to keep that control, to keep that power, to keep these wars coming. It's class war against the American people, brothers and sisters. Repression at home is the complement of aggression abroad. It's our freedom that's at risk. It's our living standards that are on the line. It's treason at the top. We have to come together, brothers and sisters, working people all. Mobilize in our own interest. Bring down this criminal regime once in Toronto.
We had an incredible event at Cooper Interview last night. He's almost here. Our last speaker is going to be the amazing hip-hop artist, Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
He's going to be speaking for about 25, 30 minutes, and we hope a lot of you will follow us. We're going down to Spitzer's office, the man that he launched a real state investigation into the dust. Did everybody breathe? There's a thousand permanent cover up and deadly. Everybody knew that day one. And of course, there's a collapse of Building 7, which they destroyed with controlled demolition. We are going to never stop. We are standing up against this bullet. So anybody that wants to go with us and follow us down to Spitzer's office, and then we're going to Police Plaza, have a presence in the city. Please come with us in about 30 minutes, 35 minutes before we leave. We'll be going up this direction. You'll need to come across and get behind us. We'll need to go about 2x2 so we don't want too much crowd into the street. So that's coming up. That's our mortal technique. Here in the next 5 minutes or so, as soon as he gets here, stuck in traffic.
Alex Jones up in New York. Tell you what, like I say, the guy's got more energy than I can possibly imagine. This is Bob Dacey holding the fort down here in Austin, Texas, on the Alex Jones Show, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I want to go through a little bit of stuff about, kind of sum this up, you know, what has been spawned by September 11th? That's a good question. What has happened in this country since September 11th? I want to go over a little bit of this, and after the break, I'll continue. Well, first thing, you know, we've got a war in Afghanistan, you know, and the reason for that was to get the pipeline built and the opium production back up. That's indisputable. And then they lied us into a war in Iraq, a complete, total cacophony of lies, so that we could do what? Shut down their oil supply and jack up the price of gas? Partially. You've got almost 3,000 dead Americans. 3,000 of our young people dead over there, and there is no end in sight, is there? You've got 18 to 20,000 wounded over there in Iraq, spawned from 911, and there is no end in sight there. You're talking about people with missing arms and legs and eyes and feet and whatever for the rest of their lives because of the lie of 911. You've got 100,000 other people dead over there. You know, Iraqi civilians, most of them, they didn't do anything to us. They had no power to do anything to us, and there's no end in sight in that. You know, you've got us contaminating that part of the world with depleted uranium contamination, and a lot of people think, oh, well, so what? It's just a bunch of Arabs. It's just a bunch of Iraqis. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? American soldiers are waiting around in that depleted uranium dust right now, even as we speak. It's a deplorable monstrosity, travesty. You know, you've got New World Order crowd controlling our media, trying to scare us into a war with Iran now. You know, we don't have enough war. We got to have another war to go sacrifice your children to for these people. You've got the creation of the Department of Homeland Security as a result of 9-1-1. You've got the Patriot Act that they passed. They wrote it before 9-1-1, but they got it passed, and you know, it shreds the Bill of Rights. It purports to, it says it does. You know, my favorite one of those things is Section 213, which says, oh, you don't need no stinking Fourth Amendment anymore, America. You don't need it anymore. You don't need a warrant and reasonable cause to search and seize. That's part of the new America spawned by September 11th. And, of course, to go along with that, you've got wholesale spying on the American people by our own government, because apparently they think we're the enemy. Osama bin Laden attacks us, and so they spy on us, right? Think about that. Does that make any sense at all? I don't think so. And then what else do you have? Gosh, we have, it's okay to arrest and detain Americans without charges now. That's the new America since 9-1-1. Now, the Padilla case was the classic example of that. You know, you can just don't worry about the writ of habeas corpus, you know, turning the accused over to the court. You don't need it anymore in September because of 911. That's what's going on. I'm going to continue with this after the break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. In the last few minutes we have, I want to continue on with a summary of what spawned from 9-1-1. Again, we've got General Michael Hayden, who's now the CIA director, who denies that the reasonable cause is the standard of whether you can search and seize. He denies the Fourth Amendment. You've got the guy that used to run the Honduran death squads, who used to train them. John Negroponte is now the director of national intelligence. We find out in America now that torture is wonderful. It's okay to torture people as long as you redefine the term. Now the guy who wrote the torture memos, Gonzalez is now the Attorney General. Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the whole United States, says torture is fine. You got the President of the United States claiming that the right of line item veto is his, that he can just write a signing statement and blow off any law he doesn't like. He called in within earshot of several Republicans. He called the Constitution a GD piece of paper. You know, oil companies' profits are record. Gas prices have doubled. You're paying for it. You've got wholesale outsourcing of American jobs. They're trying to sell our ports to the Arabs. Remember that? The Kelo versus City of New London decision. They're trying to implement one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto to destroy our private property rights by saying that they can force a private individual to give his, to sell his land to another private individual as long as the government gets a kickback. And all throughout this entire situation of the terrorists going to get us, our borders are screaming wide open. There is no war on terror. The war is on you. The war is on me. The war is on our liberty. And that's just the way it is. And now they're trying to merge the whole Western Hemisphere into one big happy country, which is what we're going to probably talk about tomorrow. I'm going to get on out of here. We're going to finish this show with more of Alex in New York. Thank him for the opportunity to do this. And we will be back tomorrow. And God bless you.
That treaty was steel like garbage instead of evidence. How could that happen in America? How could that be allowed under this administration? You know how? Rudy Giuliani was in charge of it, and yet he was treated like the hero. Look, you want an indictment? All it's going to take is one actionable crime. There's one right there. The destruction and removal of evidence. Building 7 was removed, all the debris, which was just in a small pile, maybe three stories, story high, which nobody can explain other than controlled demolition, was removed in less than 6 weeks. Cleaned out. Sent out of here. All that's sent overseas, shipped away to be melted down. They wanted that evidence gone. This is criminal behavior and cannot be tolerated. So, folks, what are we going to do about it? How about this? Subpoena Silverstein, subpoena Giuliani, subpoena controlled demolition. All right? We can do it, folks. All we got to do, all we got to do is know the right focus. There's one of them. All right? You know what? It can all be broken down. It all, the dam can be broken with just one. Just one. Focus! The destruction, the removal and tampering of evidence, which everybody knows, all law enforcement knows, that is criminal and indication of guilt. But there we have it. Let's move on.
Take pictures of it.
Everybody, let America hear you. Let the world hear you. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.